Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking about outer space as seen from the Great Basin National Park. Our guest is Dr. David Benham of UNR, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Sam Kumar, Chris Wicker, and Fred Locken. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Schaff, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Schaff.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program longtime UNR physics and astrophysics professor David Benham. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
I couldn't resist inviting you when I saw the story in the Las Vegas Review Journal that had the headline, Supporters of Great Basin Observatory See Light at the End of the Tunnel. And it's a story about something I had no idea. Tell us what's going on in the Great Basin Park.
Well, Great Basin Park is one of the last truly dark sites in the United States. Actually, before it became a park, it was declared the best site undeveloped for observatory.
Really? In the whole country?
In the whole country. Within a few years after that, the park was established, and we felt we'd lost the opportunity to ever develop it. And about 3 years ago, Kelly Carroll from the Park Ranger System, they do an astronomy program out there for educational purposes with portable telescopes. And he and several others and I got together by phone and started planning this project. The park had decided that they had a goal of publicizing the need to preserve dark skies as a resource. And so they were in agreement that something like this could achieve that goal by spreading the word, so to speak. There are several members on this committee that started planning this, are part of what's called the International Dark Sky Association, and they have for about 30 or 40 years have been working to try to reduce urban lighting and such. But out there, there's no urban lighting to worry about, and they want to be sure that we try to keep it that way.
Okay, and explain for folks that may not understand. I mean, if you've never gone outside of Reno or Las Vegas into the great beyond of Nevada's deserts, you have no idea what you see, even if you just go to Fallon, for example.
Oh, absolutely.
So would you explain?
Yeah, basically, a combination of some air pollution and a lot of light pollution, why we form kind of a reflective blanket over everything that is close to city areas. And it's difficult to see through that. We're looking at a sky with which has got lots and lots of energy out there, but it's a long ways away, and so it's fairly faint, and it's low contrast, and the contrast is destroyed by that reflected light off of the scattered light from the pollution particles. And so if you can find places that are moderately high altitude, relatively unpolluted air, clear skies, and dark, because it's well away from urban development, and that's Great Basin. It's the perfect candidate for this. And their goals and our goals intersected. We have we started an astronomy program at UNR Physics Department with a minor, and there's some of our majors take the minor as part of their program because they're interested in going on into astrophysics as a long-term career, and we have developed some classwork that gives them a chance to do some educational level research. We teach them the instrumentation and the way to analyze data that they get from images and such. But we're stuck in an area that has a lot of light pollution, and so they can learn the instrumentation, they can learn the software, they can learn how to analyze, but the work that they can produce is not professional enough to get published or taken to national meetings. And our physics department, really, its goal is to have undergraduates that are already involved in research that is publishable by the time they get out of the school. So this gives us an opportunity to do that. And the other thing is we're big in outreach, and so we're trying to get K-12, actually probably more like middle school through high school students involved as well. And so we've kind of formed this consortium with with the Great Basin National Park, the Great Basin National Park Foundation, Western Nevada Community College, UNR, and a Southern Utah University, and a small school in Concordia University in Southern California happens to have a person who is a UNR alumni that is a faculty member there that is very experienced in astrophysics research. And so they got that consortium together and are moving forward. We have the big news this last week was that we did see the light at the end of the tunnel. In fact, we came out of the first tunnel. We've reached the goal of phase one, which means we can order the equipment, we can contract the construction, and we expect to have it up and running by next fall.
And this is about $500,000?
About $500,000. And then the goal is to continue to build an operating fund. We really want to make this something that supports students and faculty at institutions that don't have access to other major observatories. So this way, we'll have things that we can gather students from the consortium and from other areas. It's entirely remote system autonomous, so the people in Southern California at Concordia can access this by the web.
Okay, all right, let's take a break here. Very delighted for you. What a great achievement. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with longtime UNR physics and astrophysics professor David Benham, and we're talking about the Great Basin Observatory. They've got the money, almost $500,000 here, to get this thing going. So the first question is, what do you think you're going to see from this observatory that you can't currently see?
Well, the telescope we're installing is a 29-inch, or it's 0.7 meter, which is small by major observatory standards, but the dark sky we're in is superb. And so we expect things like extrasolar planet studies, black hole, not black hole, but supernova events, near-Earth orbit asteroid searches. That kind of research is perfect for undergraduates, high school students to get involved in. It's exciting. We also have the capability of following up on some of the stuff that is developed from space telescopes or from major 12-meter size telescopes on Earth. They usually make quick discoveries and then can't afford to follow up. This will be a perfect thing for that. We'll be the ones that are collecting the background data that they need to really understand what they're seeing. So we won't see something that's never been seen unless we just happen to be lucky and catch a supernova or a near-Earth asteroid or something that hasn't been picked up before. But we'll be in a position to do meaningful research, and meaningful research, as I say, with students that are in the early part of their career.
Okay, so the beauty, and you were getting into this when we went to the break there, was that you can put all of this onto the internet. So all these remote campuses, and I'm sure there will be a lot more, once this thing gets started, it'll be worldwide, we'll be able to view what's actually happening. Will it be beyond visual, or will you have infrared? What other thing, or is that down the road?
This is primarily in the visual. Potentially slightly into the UV and slightly into the infrared, but basically the visual is the broad part of it. We will have spectroscopic capabilities as well as photometric and imaging. So those are two major tools that are used for studying what's going on and what you see. And this telescope has dual ports, and you can switch from one port to the other. They'll both be mounted with an instrument. You can do your photometric studies and then switch over to the spectroscopy part of the experiment. We also actually have a person at UNR in the physics department that is the atmospheric sciences program. So he's interested in Earth's atmosphere. He believes that he'll be able to get some meaningful data piggybacking on what we're doing, because of course the light that we see is going to be coming through the atmosphere he's interested in, and so he sees this as an extra tool for him. So I think we'll have, you know, basically what it is, the UNR is the lead institution in this, but we'll have this consortium that are kind of the partnership. And as you say, well, this will be open to people from all over the world. Eventually, we expect that as we publicize it, we'll have applications for use from everywhere. It's particularly for smaller colleges that don't have this kind of instrumentation so that they can offer programs. And UNR will kind of take the lead in forming a review committee type thing, and so students, whether they're associated with another school or not, can apply for time on it with a proposal for what they want to do. We'll have to look at the science to be sure that it's doable, and if it's approved, they'll be assigned time. It's autonomous. We just tell it what it is that they want done, and it plans when's the best time to do it. This has got software on it that's amazing.
So now, how many people, if any, will be out of the site once this thing is completed?
Well, of course, there will be people occasionally on maintenance duty that will be called in to be sure that everything is working. Most of this is actually maintainable from remote site as well. You do a weekly check to be run through some diagnostics to be sure everything functioning. But it has sensors on it that look at the sky, look at the weather. The sensor says, no, don't open the dome right now. There's a hurricane force wind or it's snowing lots and lots. So it's got all that stuff that tells it whether it's ready to go. Apparently to the point that it can say, well, you know, the area that we were going to look in is clouded over, so let's switch to Project 2 in a different part of the sky. It's remarkable software. What's happened in the last few years has really made this remote access telescope thing. It used to be full of all kinds of problems, and now they've got this to the point where it's very, very smooth operation.
So. I got a couple of suggestions for you for maybe a little additional funding here for getting this thing maintained. You've probably heard of this Elon Musk fellow who's got this SpaceX project and Tesla in Northern Nevada, and then Rob Roy with Switch,
right.
And he's building in Northern Nevada, expanding in Southern Nevada. Maybe these would be two good people to go after and say, hey, we could use a little dough here.
Yeah, actually tell them we could use a big battery pack out there so we would be independent of the power grid.
Mr. Musk, please take note and supply. Thank you so much for coming in. We're so excited for you. It's what a wonderful project. And like you say, from going back to when you first started in your career looking just through a telescope to what we'll be able to potentially see through this telescope is phenomenal. And we'll all get to share
that's
online.
Right. There, actually, we will put photos up virtually immediately of anything that is not proprietary, which means if it's not funded research, they get first choice on funded research. Otherwise, it'll be on the web immediately.
So. We are out of time, sir, but we will welcome you. When this thing gets operational, come back, will you?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
When you're selling your home for top dollar, Marshall Realty makes the difference. More exposure, more demand. Your home marketed on TV, radio, and all over the internet. Call Marshall Realty to have your home featured on TV now.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
Your mouth does a lot for you in the course of a year, so give it the absolute care it deserves. Remember, your current dental benefits on most insurance plans don't roll over into the new year. So don't put off improving your smile. Let Absolute Dental help you do it today. Absolute Dental will help you get a brighter, whiter, and healthier smile with your insurance benefits for 2015. And if you don't have insurance, we can work out a special low payment plan. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Home of the Week, brought to you by Marshall Realty. If you want your home featured on TV, call Marshall Realty today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Sam Kumar is here. He's past chairman of the Washoe County Republicans. Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems and a DNC member. And Fred Locken is professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. I've got to bring this up again because the ownership has still not been revealed. Now the New York Times is reporting on the Las Vegas Review-Journal about reporters in Las Vegas try to crack the case of who owns their newspaper. What is the problem with ownership of a newspaper not being revealed?
I honestly don't know. What would be the advantage of even keeping it a secret? Ownership is very open. Sometimes it's very clear just by the editorial tone of a newspaper what syndicate is owning it. But this is, it's just one of these odd mysteries in the world of newspapers. And we've been wondering, I think, for a while who actually is in control.
This is the first time I've seen, veteran journalists at a newspaper complaining publicly through social media about the fact that they are demanding to know who they work for.
That's the first time I've seen that too, and I think it's part of perhaps a larger problem of not only newspapers but other properties, real property ownership in the major cities, being owned by companies that you don't know who's behind the company, an LLC and I can't remember in the case of the Review Journal. But I think it's even more important in the case of media to understand who the owner is. And it's just, I can't think of a reason why they would fail to disclose that, unless perhaps it's a foreign buyer of some kind.
Sam, you have any thoughts on this?
I think it's a bizarre movement. I think it's a miscalculation for the ownership to take this approach, and my guess is they're probably regretting it. That said, to me, I don't see the difference between, I go to work in the morning, if someone buys out my company, it's, you'd like to know the ownership and the direction it's going to be headed in. But I'm not going to go on social media and, get all mad about it. I'm a little surprised by the reaction.
Yeah, but isn't that the whole point of journalism is transparency, finding out what's really going on behind the scenes?
But they're supposed to be reporting about other people's issues and other people's problems, not their own.
The problem is you have a media that's doing the reporting, and people that pay attention to that media want to know who the ownership is. Like, you want to know who owns the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or the Los Angeles Times. In Nevada, we want to know who owns the Review Journal.
I'm going to move on to the next topic. I had a joke there, but I'm going to leave it alone. It was very interesting. Well. Mike Huckabee was in Reno a couple of days ago and complaining that he only had 18 people show up for his meeting. And, if the media would just pay attention. But isn't it time for the second tier of candidates on the Republican side to just get out?
Yes, it's been time for months, absolutely months. They're all hanging on. Koch brothers and others. Well, it all started so much earlier than it usually does. That's part of the problem. They all want to somehow hang on and hope for a miracle, some sort of Hail Mary in one of the early primaries or caucuses, I suppose. But they've been wallowing at 1% or less. I mean, often now in the national polls, somebody like Huckabee is shown with 0% in polls. There is no groundswell. There's not going to be a groundswell. Everyone knew that he was running mostly to keep a program on cable. And so I don't understand why he's still in
there. And he gave that up. Do you get it? I mean, Santorum, I mean, Governor Pataki, for goodness sake.
I get it to some degree.
Shame.
I get it in some degree. You're right about that. But there was an article in the newspaper today on Huckabee. I mean, usually people really don't care what he says. But there's an article in the paper today what he says. He's going to be on, the undercard of the debate.
Right.
Pataki is the only one that hasn't been really using it unless people care so little about what he has to say that he says stuff and nobody ever writes about it. But Santorum, Lindsey Graham, it gives them a platform to keep talking. They have to know, and I haven't looked at their fundraising numbers, but they have to know there is no chance at all that they would even come close.
Well, and Lindsey Graham, I mean, he is, for the most part, a respected United States senator. Doesn't he look somewhat pathetic?
He certainly does, which is unfortunate, and he can do better than that. To me, it's like I understand in the early going where you want to, you know, focus on your issues and make sure the debate covers that. But there's a time and place for that. I think we are way beyond that time and place. We are less than 50 days away from the first caucus in Iowa. So I agree with you. I think it's time for them, unless their objectives are something totally different, and I can't imagine what those could
be. The only wannabe I understand is Jeb Bush. He still has a ton of money he has to spend.
Yeah, and you've got the discussion about how this has impacted the Republican presidential debates, because they're putting all these candidates then that have no standing in the polls on the stage with the few that do. And when you try to explain why Donald Trump or why a Ben Carson or whatever, in part it's because of this zany approach to the debates that allow all of these real non-national candidates to be mixed in and to take the time away that otherwise might be spent delving into the qualifications of some of the frontrunners.
Should we put brackets in there? I'm kidding. Okay.
You shouldn't be kidding.
One of the things that's been ignored, really, we've got about 30 seconds here, or actually about a minute, is Congress actually approved a 5-year transportation bill.
An amazing transportation bill, yes. Thank you, Harry Reid, again. I mean, they're looking for some home runs. They've got to, because it's going to be very depressing. The session's almost over. Come January, you know, really we expect things to wind down. So this was something a lot of people wanted to come back with and be able to tell the district they had done some work.
Well, let's think back to a day when it was not controversial. Before we have the politics we have now, it was passed like clockwork, and contractors and cities and counties could depend on funding to do their infrastructure. This is a new phenomenon.
We'll be right back.
Stage something swinging at the Eldorado. Zoot Suit Riot is the perfect blend of big band sounds and swinging dance. You're in for a toe-tapping night out. Opens December 29th. Call 786-5700.
Looking for a new career? You should consider a stable career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician.
After I graduated from CCNN, I felt really confident because I started getting all kinds of job offers and all kinds of job interviews. And I felt like I actually had the techniques and I had all the skill from the school to actually do the jobs that I was applying for. Well, I feel really good about actually having a career that I can build my life around. I've never had actual skill that I can actually anchor myself to that can just take me to so many different places. What I like about CCNN is they really help you find in yourself what you can actually succeed in. Well, obviously the best thing that's happened to me since graduation is getting a career.
Start your career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. 775-583-4696.
At Dollar Loan Center, we know that money doesn't grow on trees, and we don't need a kangaroo or a scientist to tell you how great we are. We have trained loan specialists that do that for us. Give us a call today and see how much you can save with us, because we charge less than everyone else. We guarantee it. For more information about our signature loans or auto title loans, visit us online at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center. Lending simplified.
Stage something swinging at the Eldorado with Zoot Suit Riot. Critics are calling it a dancing sonic boom. Catch this 1-week limited engagement December 29th to January 3rd. Call 786-5700 today for tickets.
On our next broadcast, the 12th annual teen edition of Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you then.